This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Organized, fit and fiddle. August the 28th is upon us. Tuesday, the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls, competently taking care of what is whatever that noise is that's coming out of your speaker. She blends it and mixes all of our voices together. It's a cacophony of sound. And we can congratulate Kara for being in charge. How about this for alliteration? Kara in charge of cacophony. Pretty good, huh? Round of applause
there
for
you
that.
Go.
Figuring
wow.
that out. Yep.
Very nice, Dougie.
Very nice. All right, Jennifer, what's trending?
Oh, it's a lot of trending items today. It's Election Day in Arizona and Florida.
Yes.
What's trending right now, though, because it is a story that has to do with social media and online presence, is that the president this morning threatened Google in an early morning tweet. You know, the president likes to get up and he starts rallying with those
Taking
thumbs.
On. Right,
gives
exactly.
him a workout. He says that Google's search engine is biased and that it's biased against conservative media, and promised that the situation, he says, quote, will be addressed. Google search results for Trump news only shows the viewing and reporting of the fake new media. In other words, they have it rigged for me and others so that most all stories and news is bad. That's in caps. Fake CNN is prominent. Republican, conservative, and fair media is shut out. Illegal? Question mark. That was the tweet. Now, 96%, if you do actually look at this, 96% of the results when you type in Trump news on Google are from what people might consider to be national left-wing media outlets, and not necessarily what Trump would consider to be favorable or fair media. So there is something to it. Facebook and Twitter have also been under fire recently for censoring conservatives and Republican accounts on their platforms.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
It's the latest conversation.
Yeah, I think that. So the question would come as to how, other than in the court of public opinion, you deal with this. Hopefully we're not going to have things, you remember when Nixon used the IRS to get after his dirty tricks, to get after his enemies, he'd take the IRS and tell them, go get this guy because he is somebody I don't like, or go get that one. So now, in the world that we live in, there is an itching on the part of some in Washington, some bureaucrats, who want the FCC, the Federal Communications curmudgeons, to get into what's going on social media, or the audio to listen to from any number of sources. And as it turns out, just in time to save you from the horrors of podcasting, the FCC, apparently, or at least somebody at the FCC, is trying to get involved in policymaking when it comes to podcasts. So I'm wondering how many people think. Remember George Carlin and the seven dirty words? How many people are familiar with that? Are you ladies all familiar with the things that you can't say? He says them. He says them all at the beginning of a bit that he does. That is absolutely funny. It's more than funny. It's hilarious. Taking those seven dirty words, and I can't obviously say them here, but so now, and the FCC's gone into things over the years, like the Super Bowl halftime show when Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction. Who in their right mind thinks that sort of thing needs to be not monitored as much as we're going to fine you for doing something like that? What age are we living in? You can listen to anything you want to. The seven dirty words are all over and then some, podcasting, and that's the problem with some of these people from these organizations that think they want to or out of control everything that we hear. We need to put a stop to this. So say some of these communication specialists, and I put specialists in quotation marks, that are visiting the FCC to try to get them, the FCC, to interface or interfere or stop the use of bad words in podcasting. Who's going to decide what the bad words are? You know, there's a the reason that these court cases never win, the government never, ever, ever wins these cases, is because the law says that there has to be a community standard for vulgarity. And what community do you live in where you know that there is a community standard that these words or these expressions or this way of speaking is vulgar or obscene or whatever, you know, whatever cadre you want to put them into? It's ridiculous. And we spend our tax dollars to adjudicate stuff like that? I don't want my money spent that way. Do you?
No, it's stupid.
I think what's kind of at the crux of this is that it's not, I don't think there's anything to complain about, especially when it comes to social media or what results are on Google. Mm-hmm. People saying their own thing. It's freedom of speech, especially on social media. That's not the issue. The issue is how are these companies using their power to present one side and not the other. And I think that's where you have to look into censorship issues. And then the other question is, and this is just new and it's a sign of the time, is it the government's job to regulate what goes on online? Do we even want that to be the case? Do we want them in the business of talk radio? They kind of are, right? I mean, there's some equal time laws that are in existence and those sorts of things. Do we want to encourage more of that? Because that's the slope that we go down when we have these conversations.
So what's the fix, Jennifer? What's the fix, Victoria? What do we do because there are so many different interests in our country now? How do we feel served if you are like I am and I'm a veteran, I'm an expert when it comes to the FCC? I am an expert. And I don't see a rationale, a need, or a desire, frankly, to have this kind of stuff adjudicated. It's not.
But doesn't this? I don't know. I'm just seeing dollar signs. This just feels like, yeah, well, let's get
let's
in
go
and
grab
start finding
money.
People. Yeah, I don't think this is about any moral high ground. This just feels like there are so many podcasts
out there. Ah, but they play
there.
That card.
Of course,
Victoria,
they do.
They play that card. This is immoral.
Right.
According
so
to
this
whom?
Is just this is there's so many podcasts out there, and if you want to find everybody who drops an F-bomb, well, you can make a lot of money that way.
Right.
So, that's all this right. feels like to me. This just
is.
Feels 100% about money.
It's
but did
like
you see the other headline about the FCC and podcasting?
What is
that
it?
They're actually launching their own podcast.
Really?
If you want to get lulled to sleep the fastest way possible without using any drugs, listen to the FCC's podcast, which is literally what it is a bunch of FCC officials and people who, you know, like medium-level people talking about individual cases where the FCC had to get involved. Exactly. I can't even explain it in an enticing way. But hey, that's so they're really into podcasting now. Good for you.
No. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
Oh, I said it's C-SPAN. On the radio.
Right. That's
exactly.
Very... Actually, C-SPAN is better because you actually get some information and it's good. I mean, C-SPAN actually... I think C-SPAN is fabulous, frankly, because you get to the heart of the matter and there's no bias at all. That's one place you can go. You want to get away from bias. The one place on television that's safe is C-SPAN. Other than that, there's no safety zone in any of these other places.
Is C-SPAN the network that airs the British, the House of Commons?
No. C-SPAN...
Because that's the most exciting political TV ever. If you ever want to just... That's really fun to watch.
C-SPAN has three channels, I believe, and they are all dedicated to transmitting what actually is going on in the House, hearing-wise.
Yeah, they show you, like, the House votes, the Senate votes,
and,
those kind
right,
of things.
Right, yeah. And they also have interviews with newsmakers, and they present headlines from newspapers around the country, and really, they have on their caller screen a Republican line and a Democratic line, and they take alternate callers. You call this line, this number if you're a Republican, you call that number if you're a Democrat. It's something very, very sane and worthwhile. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program. People who have a rare mutation called essential fructosis. Do you know what that is? Essential fructosis. You want to try to take it apart, though, using the
well,
word
I got fructose sugar. So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. So if you have fructosis, you have too much of an enzyme that is from fructose, which is the natural sugar found in honey and fruits and vegetables. There aren't any ill consequences linked to this. However, there are people who would tell you, the researchers would say, if you're looking to get rid of weight, then you shouldn't be having any exposure to fructose. Otherwise, if you're already heavy, you'll probably get fructosia or whatever it is. So, anyway, what do we do with that information? We think about how we are keeping our weight in check. The intelligent way to keep your weight in check is to use Kalitrin. Kalitrin is the best way, according to many researchers who've been looking at this for years. Kalitrin's been around for 30 years. 30 years of proven experience, proven success getting people to lose weight the safe, effective way without using any drugs, no crazy stuff. The number one ingredient in Kalitrin is collagen, which your body produces. It's the protein your body produces to keep your muscles working effectively. And as you get older, you have less of it, so therefore your musculature declines, and you need to work on that a little bit more as you get older and supplement with this collagen that comes in Kalitrin. So your body then will again sort of start producing its own protein, the collagen, and you can exercise, push the fat out, because it's easier to lose fat than it is muscle. Bingo, there you go. It's a very effective way to make your body much more functional, but it's a safe way to mature, frankly. Lose the weight. As Dr. Ken would say, never seen an obese 90-year-old, and you don't, because people don't live that long who are that heavy. Collagen in Kalitrin. I do these. Sometimes I get my eye. What is it? The old expression, my tongue is caught behind my eye, teeth can't see what I'm saying. Because Kalitrin sounds a lot like collagen because the two are almost interchangeable. Your body needs them. Get collagen through Kalitrin the safe way by going to toploss.com. 10% deal with the DJV code. You'll get 10% off the price of the first three bottles. Then you get a fourth bottle free. Go to toploss.com for the safest way to lose weight in today's world. Toploss.com for Kalitrin.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has arrived at Sprint. For a limited time, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. It's the fastest Note ever, and you can get it on a network built for unlimited. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is also perfect for gaming. Take your Fortnite skills to a new level with the largest battery ever seen in a Note. Along with a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge infinity screen and stereo speakers, Galaxy Note 9 also features a smarter camera and a mightier S Pen with remote control. Make the switch to Sprint right now and get the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $20.83 per month after $20.84 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. And find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music time here on the DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I celebrating with Lady Gaga. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that movie with her and...
Bradley Cooper.
Starsborn's coming out. Lady Gaga's Little Monsters. Excited about the upcoming release of Rockabye Baby's Lady Gaga's Lullaby covers album, which comes the 21st of next month. Covers of tracks that span her career, ranging from her first album, The Fame, up to her most recent album, Joanne. Even Gaga's most club-friendly tracks will wind down into this sort of 90 Night versions. 90 Night, everybody. The Rockabye Baby series has transformed the discographies of acts like Black Sabbath, Taylor Swift, into naptime sounds. What is this about, ladies? You'll have to help me, because I don't know. I didn't realize there was a thing.
I've never heard of this before. Did you know about this, Victoria?
I didn't until yesterday with Gaga's news, but apparently they've done a lot of artists. I think you found Justin Timberlake they did, too, right?
Yeah, this one's Taylor Swift, Blank Space. They don't sound that much like it, but I like the Justin Timberlake one. This one's
How did they do it? What is it that is done here to make everything slow down? It's just a different
sounds
way
like a xylophone.
Song.
Exactly.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of bells, a lot of instruments that little kids play themselves. I'm waiting for some recorder or something.
Right.
So they take pop songs from big artists and then they make it into a lullaby with the music sounding like this.
Yep.
Interesting, isn't it? Actually, it is very soothing. Think about it.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
All of us are kind of like slowing down right now.
Right, exactly. Slow ride down. Yeah. Take me to the beach.
We're going to have to change this music because I'm going to fall asleep.
Right, exactly.
All right, so
that's the Gaga news. Next up, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well, that'll wake
real
me
name,
up.
Jerry Dorsey, 82 years old, 50 years as a singer, on a roll now. Earlier this year, he released a new album, The Man I Want to Be. which is his first set of original material in more than 10 years. On the 12th of October, he's celebrating the season with the warmest Christmas wishes, release of a 14-track set of holiday classics. He said, quote, "It's been such a long time since I recorded a Christmas album, and fans have been asking me, when are you going to do another one? Finally, they decided to do it." He loves Christmas, he says, from growing up with a large family, everybody singing around the Christmas tree. It's a wonderful upbringing, so Christmas is special to me. He is releasing his first holiday set, Christmas Time, as I said, this year. Last time he had a Christmas album was 1977. Oh, that was called Christmas Time. That was it.
That was warmest, his first one, I guess.
Yeah, Christmas Wishes. A lot of classic Christmas songs, some contemporary material as well. There's a version of White Christmas in there and sort of a jazzy arrangement, Silent Night, O Tannenbaum, and then it's updated, Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas, Gilbert O'Sullivan's Christmas song. The album, recorded in L.A., also includes a couple of brand new songs. Christmas for the Family is one, and Around the Christmas Tree. He wrote English lyrics for Silently Falls the Snow, which is a German song originally. Driving Home for Christmas, a great Christmas song because people are in their cars driving home. I wanted to make an album people could put on and enjoy do we need another Christmas album? Kind of.
I was really happy that Gwen Stefani put one out last year. I listened to it on repeat the whole Christmas season.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. It was so good. And that was all original Christmas songs.
Sometimes there are
new good ones.
Yeah, well, let's hope it is good and wish him well. Engelbert Humperdinck here on the DJB Show.
And I'll be happy, happy once again. And I'll be happy, happy once again.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's automotive news headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His fundamental belief in America was so ingrained in him.
That's former Republican presidential hopeful, now Utah U.S. Senate candidate Mitt Romney, speaking about John McCain, who passed away on Saturday. Romney says he admired McCain's sense of humor, even if he had to hear some of the jokes over and over.
He was a guy with a lot of jokes, which he told time and time again, always getting uproarious laughter, even from those of us who'd heard the jokes 100 times before.
President Trump making his first spoken remarks about McCain since his passing, saying at a dinner with evangelical leaders at the White House that he appreciated McCain's service to the country. A federal judge in Seattle deciding to extend a block on publishing instructions online for printing 3D guns as court challenges continue. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Amplification here. We're smooth and on the air. It is Tuesday, the 28th of August on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, Victoria Keelan for the V. Kara Schillen is at the control. The situation that we have. I was just looking at a note that came from one of our listeners asking us if we could have a return to those old days of face-off. Do you know what face-off was on the radio?
No.
I'm kind of interested because we do have face-off here with different points of view. That's really what this program is all about. The lighter side of issues and facing one another's point of view with another point of view. It's a face-off.
So it's not like where we trade faces with John Travolta or something like that?
Okay. Who was the... Was Nicolas Cage the other one?
Nicolas Cage, John Travolta.
No, it's not like that. All right, let's get to what we are going to face in terms of big trending stories. Victoria's got a couple. What do you have?
Well, we don't often think of the Secret Service as being emotional or being technologically savvy, but they have a Twitter account, and they paid a very nice tribute to Senator John McCain. They tweeted a picture of him and said, "It was an honor to protect Senator John McCain during his candidacy for president. Phoenix, may you rest in peace." And that was his code name while he was running for president.
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah. So that was probably because he was from Arizona, I'm guessing. Right?
Yes.
I would guess. That's probably
Phoenix, Arizona. Yep.
But you very sweet, and you never hear the Secret Service make a statement about
anything. No.
Yeah. So they must have really enjoyed spending time with him. And then the other, let's do a little This Day in History. Do you know what this one is? This is a big one.
What's the big one?
Okay, it's trending on Twitter right now. Today, in 1963, can you finish the sentence? Do you know it yet?
Today, August the 28th, 1963. Day before August 29th, 1963.
It's a big one. All right, I'll
help you
out.
Me out here?
On this day in 1963, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. addressed marchers during his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. I Have a Dream is trending.
Yep. Well, it's a fabulous speech. Yep. Most people don't remember anything from it except I Have a Dream. Actually, Kara, if you were, there probably are two or three different excerpts that float around. Matter of fact, I think we have one there maybe on the panel. That brings sort of the highlight. It is I Have a Dream, but then he repeats it and talks about what his dreams are. And that's what's so significant. It's not a flash in the pan sort of thing. I had forgotten it was 1963, actually, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I don't remember those sort of, I don't put dates sometimes with events, although I can tell you when John Kennedy was shot, stuff like that I can remember, but not the...
What year was Kennedy killed in 64?
62. No, 62.
62? Yeah, so in 63, 62. Martin Luther King gives that speech, and then he's
64,
killed in 64.
He gets killed.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Abraham, Martin, and John. Do you know that song by Dion DiMucci?
I do not.
Anybody hear that old... all right. Give us an excerpt of the speech, Karen.
I have a dream that one day... this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
It's a lot of just that sort of thing.
It's a good
and he
one.
Was such a great orator. He took his lumps and he had his realities, but he moved people to a point of action, and that's what that sort of problem needs. Have we gone too far? Is there a difference? The problem today, and I'm going to say this, everybody pay attention for a minute, because I had a thought over the weekend about using the term, the N-word, that term, to refer to black people, and how in the carriage of understanding, there is, and we all do it, we all put people together, all blacks are the same, all whites are the same, all Republicans are the same, all Christians, all of that stuff. And of course, that's nonsense, not the same at all. But there are more groups now or individuals within the black community that are identified as the N-word. And oftentimes, I think, and I don't know this, so I'm treading on dangerous ground here, I don't know whether it's the white understanding or interpretation of what the N-word represents, or whether it is the black interpretation of what the N-word means. But it appears that term is being used now for the negative elements, the criminals, the crooks, the people who are black that get into trouble. The reference to them is that they would be the N-word. And I don't know if that's shaky thinking or whether it is or why even we'd go there, but I just found that very interesting and distinguishing conversation about the use of the N-word and the term African-American or black or whatever, and so it, apparently in their reality, I don't claim to, you know, understand all of it. I'm not there because I don't, I have no affinity for it. I don't know what it feels like to be other than white because I'm white. So I don't have any idea. I can listen to Martin Luther King. I can read excerpts from things. I can see movies. I can remember when I was a kid. I was in high school. I was a senior in high school when that took place. And I remember how when we saw the video, remember, in those days, the video was a day late. The nightly news didn't have video from what went on 5 minutes ago. It had video from what went on 5 days ago. So on the Walter Cronkite Report on Thursday, you might, if you're lucky, see something that was shot on Tuesday. They put it on a plane, and they'd fly it to New York so that it could be used in the newscast. But it wasn't that stuff you didn't see in the news that night, what went on that day. So, you know, you think about some of the things that we now get instantaneously. There was a point back then when we had a chance to think. The report of what happened would go on the air, but the video or pictures of it wouldn't.
When that speech happened and you heard about it, did it have an impact? Like, was it something that you
spent a week
and your friends
talking about it
about?
In high school? No, it wasn't even friends. It was a week's worth of social studies discussion. A week's worth.
When it happened.
When it happened.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
But that makes me feel good, because that's great that it had an immediate impact, and it's not just years later we appreciate it.
No.
It actually had such an impact right
away. People knew what was going on. Absolutely. People knew what was going on. But it was harder to get people to act then, because there was still a prejudice that we've sort of gotten away from to a point. But it was a dicey time.
Really. Were you in high school in Boston?
Yeah, I was in Framingham. Still live there. Framingham High School. Framingham South High School. Yep. So, all right, let's talk about your smile for a moment, please. And I keep going back to this because I think it has relevance. I discovered one of the reasons that a lot of people have a crummy smile, that is, it's not white, it's yellow, is because they wore braces when they were kids. And so if you just do yourself a favor, stand in front of the mirror for 30 seconds and assess your smile. And then, not that it's about blame or whatever, but if you wore braces, that's kind of a reason that some people... And then, as an adult, you drink, wine and coffee and tea and stuff. Maybe you're still smoking, so that doesn't do your teeth any good either. No matter what the cause of your yellow teeth, the way to fix the problem is to use power swabs. Power swabs works in 5 minutes. What a fabulous sort of invention or creation or discovery. This is a combination of patented all-natural tooth detergents and a whitening agent, which will go to work and lighten your stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. And I think you said you've liked this. One of the things, when you order power swabs at 800-208-1797, you also get a power stick, the stain-out quick stick from Power Swabs that will work on the spot. Put it in your pocket or someplace easily accessible, and before you go into a special meeting or you're on a date with somebody and you want to look your best, use
or
that.
Or even just after dinner. I keep mine in my purse, and so if I drink red wine with dinner, I just do a quick... It's like a little magic marker. It's
clean
great.
It off fast, right, so it doesn't have a chance to sink into your enamel.
Right.
That's a great idea, Victoria. Power Swabs. Get them. Get those white teeth. Keep them. Power swabs, use that same little Q spot on your teeth every day, if you will. And, wow, you'd be amazed at how people say to you, what'd you do to your teeth? Just tell them, I'm using power swabs. And you, too, can get yours at 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show. You're getting 50% off the retail price, okay? Not available anywhere else. 800-208-1797 for white teeth. It's power swabs.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
45 past the hour on the DJV program. Joining us now is Titania Jordan, who is an expert when it comes to children, the exposure that we have to the Internet. You're the chief parenting officer at BARC, I understand, Ms. Jordan. What is BARC?
Hi, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for asking. BARC is technology that keeps children safer online and in real life.
So is it something that parents can get? Is it something that's used at schools, libraries? Where do you find it and where do you use it?
All of the above. So we have Bark for Parents, and you go to www.bark.us to sign up, connect your children's social media, email, texting, and then we'll monitor in the background using our AI for signs of cyberbullying, sexting, thoughts of suicide and depression, potential drug use, and online predators. Then
so,
for schools, for schools, we have Bark for Schools, which will monitor the devices and the accounts that schools are giving your children for the same kind of issues, and then alert the people who need to know so that they can take action.
Well, I'm looking at some of these things. I just went to bark.us/AND, or you can go to bark.us and look around there. Facebook group attention. The sad thing about this is that we need it. I guess that's
right.
When I look at it, it's kind of, this is something that's very useful, very worthwhile, but damn, it's really discouraging that we need it. It really is.
It's really sad. You know, as the mom of a 9.5-year-old, I'm terrified of the landscape that he is growing into. You know, you and I didn't have social media and smartphones when we were growing up. I'm assuming. I don't know how old you are, but I'm assuming.
Yeah. I got a few years on you. So,
right?
Wasn't around, no.
So bullying was left on the playground or at the mall or at the movie theater. Now children are in their beds at 2 a.m. on phones and just seeing the highlight reels of their friends' lives. They're not seeing what real life is all about, and that contributes to anxiety and depression. And it also removes them from the emotional impact that their words and actions and likes and comments have on others. And so we as parents need to step in.
How is this price? Is this easy to buy and use?
It's cheaper than Netflix. It's $9 per family per month, unlimited connected accounts, unlimited children, unlimited devices, and that's the Bark for Parents. If you're a school listening right now or a superintendent, a teacher, it's totally free for any school in the country that uses Microsoft or G Suite.
Mm-hmm. What, when you look around the social media landscape and texting and that sort of thing, I guess I'm wondering what the most obvious thing is. What do you find when you're using this? What's the most common thing you're finding or you're intercepting?
The most common thing we are seeing is about 75% of teens and tweens are encountering cyberbullying as well as sexual content. And that is a very high percentage of a very vulnerable population, and we need to change it immediately.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is a need. This, again, I say it sadly because you'd like to think the world hasn't gone into this, but it has. So there's bark.us/schools for schools. There's bark.us, and then there's bark.us/and. What is and? That's for everybody, parents and stuff? Is that who goes there?
I would forget about the dot and, the slash and, just bark.us. You can find everything you need there. If you're a school, bark.us/schools.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're here for you.
Titania, thank you. Titania Jordan from Bark, the Chief Parenting Officer. Isn't that amazing? These things have developed. It's a cottage industry, and important to know that it's there so that you can perhaps protect your children from some of the dangers in the digital age. 10 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Music from Batman, or one of the Batmans. This is Tim Burton's Batman, Chucker, right?
Yes.
Why are we playing this?
Why not? It sounds good. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, it does.
I'm going to talk about movie news from a Batman movie that doesn't have Batman in it. Really? Warner Brothers is developing a Joker movie. An origin Joker movie is going to be directed by Todd Phillips, who did The Hangover, and it's going to star Joaquin Phoenix, a great actor, who's going to play the Joker. I think that's a perfect marriage in terms of actor and part. And they just cast Alec Baldwin as Bruce Wayne's father, Thomas Wayne, who's going to play a major part in the movie. But it's not going to feature Bruce Wayne or the character of Batman, and it's supposed to be a standalone movie. That means they're going to make this one movie. They're not going to do any sequels to it. That's what they're saying. Also, Robert De Niro will play a TV newscaster in the film. So there's some really solid acting talent in this movie, and no doubt this is going to be a very interesting project over at Warner Brothers, which starts shooting, I believe, in 1 month.
So what do you make of Alec Baldwin being here, there, and everywhere at this point in his career? Could you have predicted this when you saw him in Hunt for Red October?
Well, he goes back. I remember in the early 1980s, he was on a show that I used to love. It was called Knots Landing.
Yeah.
He was in that. He's done 142 acting credits in his career. He's currently in two movies in theaters now. He has a very small sort of a cameo in Black Klansman in the beginning, and he also has a major supporting role in Mission Impossible Fallout. He's a fantastic actor. Does a lot of character stuff, and I think, always elevates the material of any movie he's in. I like his casting a lot. I do.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. All right, more from Chucker right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, one of our, we were talking about Alec Baldwin as a character actor. John Goodman is another one of these great character actors that seems to feel comfortable behind the, whether it's in front of the camera doing a movie or a television program. I don't think there are a lot. There are some. Baldwin is one. Goodman is another one. How many people can we think of that do as well using, I think, J.K. Rowling's, not J.K. Rowling, J.K. Simmons.
Usually these actors are so good you can't think of their name. That's why they're really good supporting character actors. But the reason we bring up John Goodman is he evidently gave an interview and let something leak, basically saying that the way they're going to do this Roseanne spin-off show, The Conners, which is going to air next season on ABC, is that they're going to do a time jump, and Rose, the character of Roseanne, will be already killed off, and that's the way the storyline will play out. Some people found that surprising. I don't find it surprising at all, because how else can you do a show called The Conners without Roseanne, unless she's not around anymore? And they're not going to have the character just off camera. They're just going to basically kill her off and then move on. I think doing that's going to be somewhat of a tough. So I just want to bring up one other thing, Doug. There's a stunt man who did a stunt in the TV show MacGyver.
Yeah.
Had a very serious accident, went into a coma, came out of a coma. So the question for you is, should TV or movies use stuntmen to do stunts that are highly dangerous if they risk of serious injury or being killed?
If they know what they're signing up for when they sign on the dotted line, yep, because they make the decision themselves, like playing.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.